Let's try this. This seems to work for some folks in the Pride 48 community. Fatty, can you let Digger know that we need a bumper for the soundtrack of our life? Thank you.
It doesn't have to be particularly original or particularly good. We just need something.
Right. Lovely. That'd be just lovely.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty.
Doesn't have to be particularly original or particularly good.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3672, I say chew. I'm a BFO for Wincy the Tooth of March 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Joe Zubia. Well, he's very busy. Very busy. Hello, smudgies. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're smudgies today. Because, it's Ash Wednesday. Oh, Big Fatty, I know you love Ash Wednesday, and you like Ash Tuesday and Ash Thursday, and no, Ash. Oh, well, that's very different. That doesn't involve a special chair, no. Y'all, if you see folks with a smudge on the forehead, take a handkerchief and wet it and just kind of wipe it off for them. Big Fatty.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that Big Fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood. And hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals. And he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Showing off his big old pair.
I just love the Fatty the Pooh bumper. It's true. Frequency did that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I made it sound like... first of all, let me just say it is the 1st of March. I hope you remembered to say rabbit, rabbit. Y'all, it's a gorgeous day. A gorgeous day in Fat Acres. March is coming in like a lamb, as I predicted before March ever got here. Baby. But anyway, let's see. After I spoke to you, the Nip stopped by for a little while, and we had a nice little visit, and young Nicholas stopped by, and we had a nice little visit, and y'all, then it was just a regular old evening. What did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Just watched some things on the TV machine and caught up on a few things, and y'all, I think that's it was a very, very quiet evening. Went to bed a little bit later than the night before. I think it was a little closer to 10 o'clock. Oh, no, I may be wrong about that. Big Fat, it sounds like you need to go back to bed now. It does, doesn't it? slept like a baby. Oh, it's in the 40s again. It's just lovely. Got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all had my coffee. Y'all had one of those cream horns that I bought. Just lovely. Just lovely. Sudoku was just lovely. Read the paper and watched Miss Gail King off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it's a little chilly. I wore my short pants, but I wore a long sleeve shirt. But y'all, my hands got cold. Big Fatty, old people always, extremities always get cold. It's true. And got back, got my shirt. Y'all, I laid down a little bit on the electric camisole, and y'all, now I'm up. Y'all, I'm recording a little bit earlier than normal because having dinner with Olive. Y'all, we're going to the Okra Grill. If you've ever been to Charleston, I'm probably taking you to the Okra Grill. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think that, is there anything else? No, Big Fatty, I think that sums it up. So you now get busy and answer those so-so questions. Okay, and y'all, that pretty much it's been my day! Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry, I'm at a railway station again.
It sounds like
it's not on the train.
Oh.
I'm on the platform and there's nobody else here.
The platform.
There's a train going by behind me, but
okay.
I have a few spare minutes and I thought I'd say hello. I've just got myself a coffee.
Oh, and, coffee!
I'm meeting a friend in about an hour's time.
Oh,
and,
yes.
I have time to kill. I'm sorry. Very important to me. Sorry. Here comes the train.
Here comes the train. Big Fatty, that's what you usually say when the baby won't eat the food.
No one's ever going to get on that train and it going that fast.
Oh,
you
no.
think they'd learn by now, wouldn't
no.
you? But I'm going to go and see my friend Harry, who I went to school with.
Harry!
Who I've known for 35 years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He comes from my hometown.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously he would do if we went to school together.
Does he hump the Bobo too?
He's on my podcast.
Oh.
And he, well, I've always managed to rope him in on whatever projects I've done over the years.
Oh, did you say
when
broke?
I used to make my video series Sutton Park back in the 90s when we were all young and beautiful.
Yes.
He would always be in the show, and Sutton Park was like a sort of very bizarre soap opera based on
like the BFO.
My life, but obviously very ridiculous as well. Harry would always try and sort of get himself written out of the series, but I'd find a way to bring him back.
Of course.
As it was all improvised, he would he'd improvise that he'd been killed off from the series, but I'd just bring him back as a clone or something.
Oh yes, a clone
or a robot.
Yes.
I wonder where the ideas for Robot Big Fatty came from.
Oh,
who knows. Anyway, so I'm going to go and meet
Harry
and have lunch.
Oh, lovely. Would be a plowman's lunch.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yes.
And then hopefully I'm going back to my parents later in the week.
Oh, good.
So hopefully I can send you a message from their house and it'll be quiet. I promise.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, I won't stay much longer.
Okay.
In case we get another train going past.
Okay.
But, so I'm off to meet Harry now.
Harry.
I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Take care, Poodle. You're looking beautiful as ever.
Thank you.
Yes, I really like that hat. That color really
my favorite.
Matches your eyes.
Yes.
Red looks good on you. Why anyway, bye. Better go. All right. Bye for now. Bye bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That of course is the Shy Yeti and Paul. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And yes, that the Choo Choo train station is very loud. And but we do love a Choo Choo train. Yes, Big Fatty, here comes the train.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Blurry D. Just gotta say a couple of things. One is gotta say hello to Miss Bacon because she ain't seen me on the Metaspace or the Twitties in a while. Oh yeah, I wanted to say hi to the state driver. Congratulations. Love your stash. Oh, Poodle.
Hi.
Good to hear from you every day.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Let's see. I don't know. The Nip. Might as well say hi to him. Nicholas. Jonathan. Oh, hi, Big Fatty. Larry D, remember. Anyway, I think I got a so-so question for you.
It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show. And astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Get off your keisters and call in.
How in the hell do you eat so much fucking cheese? Every time you go to the Bon Feast, seems like you're getting 2-for-1 specials on shredded cheese and stuff. So, hope you're doing good. Haven't talked to you in a while. The good news is, haven't unsubscribed. Love you. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Lurie Warbucks. And Lurie Warbucks, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, a half-assed thank you to the Haunt Cub, who couldn't be bothered to update his bumper from 2019. You know, it's that's fine. You know, it's mediocre and out of date. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like so-so question month. It's true. But anyway, Lurie Dean, absolutely a so-so question. And you should, well, first of all, didn't know that you hadn't unsubscribed. Big Fatty, none of us did. It's true. absolutely a so-so question for someone who has not unsubscribed, because you know damn good and well why Big Fatty buys so much cheese. First of all, I don't eat it all, you know, Big Fatty, if there's a coupon, I'm going to take advantage of it. Plus, I don't know if you knew this or not, but cheese freezes quite well. Big Fatty, turn your head this way and call. I mean, say cheese. Yeah, I see. Y'all thought we'd do some more so-so questions. Big Fatty, why are you playing music? No one really cares about. Well, you know, just to break up the monotony of the so-so-ness. Oh, okay. Y'all, y'all, by the way, on Monday, you know, Monday was the deadline for getting your so-so questions in. Y'all, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon went, hit the inner tubes, and, everybody has to send in 20 so-so questions. And y'all, so we got so-so questions coming out of our, well, you know. Y'all, that Casey in Denver writes, Big Fatty, will there be a Pride 48 live event in 2022? And if so, where will it be held? If Pride 48 is over with, should we start a new consortium called Pride 69? Casey, thank you so much for the communique, and absolutely. It appears to be there's three so-so questions in there. Will there be a Pride 48 live event in 2022? Casey, absolutely a so-so question. You know, I'm no longer a suit, you know, fired a Big Fatty. anyway, there is going to be a live event, but the second so-so question, where will it be held? It's going to be the live shows from home, from what I understand. And I think it's, I think I heard this on the Crooked Hat and Daniel Biba show mixed up. I think it's the last weekend of July. Big Fatty. Is Pride 48 over with? Absolutely a so-so question. Have no idea. However, if it is, please count me in on Pride 69. Big Fatty, that's because you're vulgar. That's why it's true. y'all, that Brian in Denver writes, he says, Big Fatty, what color is the villa? Brian in Denver. Well, Brian, thank you so much for the communique. Always lovely to hear from you. and your Big Fatty, Casey and Brian, you know, they're both in Denver. It's true. and Brian, absolutely a so-so question. You know, if you ever go over to the www. You know that the villa is Caribbean Coral. Big Fatty Coral? No, not Coral. Coral. Oh, as in a singing group? No, as in undersea vegetation. Oh, okay. Caribbean Coral. y'all, the number three fan of the BFO for 2022, y'all, that's Phyllis Lindstrom. Phyllis writes and says, Herbie Grady, I'm so happy to be your number three fan. I've never been anyone's number three anything. So this is an unparalleled thrill. Be ready? Okay. And she's got SSQ. Big Fatty, have you ever been in love? All the best, Miss Phyllis. Well, Miss Phyllis, thank you so much for assuming the all-important role of the number three fan of the BFO for 2022. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, it's so important. Absolutely a so-so question, Phyllis. As a long-time listener of the little show, I know that you have heard Big Fatty say being single is underrated, and it depends on your definition of love. I've had lots of good encounters. Yes, Big Fatty, you are. Oh, dear, Gussie, you have lots of gentlemen callers in the love chamber. It's true, and you know, love to have them there. So, I guess the so-so answer to that so-so question is yes, There needs to be more spreading of the love. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Y'all, speaking of spreading the love, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the Enormous. And guys, what would you tell folks about the BFO?
Fatty.
Doesn't have to be particularly original or particularly good.
Oh, Big Fatty, you've met the mark and gone lower than that today.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.